Proverbs chapter 29, and we have been looking at the idea of finding happiness. I think all of us are looking for happiness. A lot of times we've been looking for it in all the wrong places. There's been a great many things, I think, in life that we pursue after assuming it will bring us happiness, and we find ourselves disappointed. But when we are in that situation, then it makes us consider on the other side that maybe there's different things that we've assumed will not bring happiness that do. And so we've been considering some of that lately, and this is the thing, is that God does not play games with us. God wants us to find happiness, and we actually find in His Word, He lays it out very plainly. You don't have to be a scholar to be able to find it. There's various verses that we've been looking at that where it shows a person that does this that they're happy. And so we want to look at another one tonight, and we're going to consider the thought of finding happiness in obedience. And for that, we look at Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 18. And it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." So let's pray. Lord, we just pray and bless our time together. As we look into your word, help us to understand the principle you have for us. Help us to trust what you say and see what you want to give to us, Lord, as we follow you in obedience. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. And this verse, there's a lot of significance to what is said, both phrases, and we see the first, where there is no vision, the people perish. And vision, we would tend to think of in terms of sight, and it's kind of a thing, if you can get kind of a thought, if a person is alone and is in the darkness or cannot see, it's easy for them to get lost, easy for them to lose their way, easy for them to get hurt. And so it's the thought, where there's no vision, the people perish. That there's, you think of it that, say if you're out in the dark in the rain and the wind and couldn't see anything, I know, that was a thing the other night when we were combining into like after 11:30. With that smoke that came in, it was just kind of, it got dark, there was no moonlight, and so you're trying to peer through with the headlights and finding it difficult to find your way, and there's often different rock piles and sometimes different ditches and things, and so you don't want to end up falling into one of them, right? And so that's with having lights on in the tractor. But if you're trying to make your way completely in the dark, that there's a lot of hazards that you'll fall into that will can be very dangerous. And so that's the idea that we have, where there is no vision, the people perish. But we really, when we consider this and try to meditate on it, understand what it's talking about, when the Bible speaks of vision, it isn't just speaking of sight. It's speaking of really of divine communication, of a revelation from God, something given from above to give us guidance in life. That God wants to lay out a vision for us of the way things are, what's really the priority in life. And so it's the thing, is that we learn to seek to have that direction from Him, that we seek him to, as the one verse is in the Psalms, it says, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And that's what we want, that spiritually we don't tend to see, that we were blinded by so many things. And so we want God to give us that vision so that we can have our way guided and prosperous. And the thing is it can be a serious thing in our day and age where people don't have that vision from God, that people don't know the Lord, people don't know his word, and in many ways they can just trying to find their way in life. It can be very frightening. A person can just wander their whole life and never really find what they're supposed to go after. We see it says in Hosea 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's the thing, is that's how it is, that if people don't have that vision, don't have the knowledge of the truth, it can be to their destruction. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, he makes this statement. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they that shall wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. And what a sad thing would be, and I think in many ways we could say we're in this situation. And so we kind of think of it how we need to have a fresh vision from the Lord. We need to get back to his word and hear what he has to say to guide us in life. And so that brings us to the second phrase in that verse. And of course it relates to the first. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And so it's the idea is that the law is God's commands of what he calls on us to do. We think specifically, when we think of commands, we think of the Ten Commandments. Just basic principles for life. We're to not lie, we're to be honest, we're not murder people, we're not to commit adultery, we're not to not to steal from people. Like, those are things kind of that are just basic, but even with those 10, we tend to have trouble with them. But we really, when we think of God's commands, if we're to really try to simplify it and boil it down, we understand that God's basic commands for us is that we're to love our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and we're to love our neighbor as ourself. And we realize those are not unreasonable. And that's what we see Apostle John say in 1 John 5 verse 3, is that God's commands are not grievous. He's not asking us to do things that are unreasonable. And really that we want to understand that God's law, that he gives it because he knows what's best for us, because he wants what's best for us. And our tendency is that sometimes we kind of think that God gives commands to kind of ruin our fun in life, to say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. And just it would be so much better if we didn't have to follow those commands. But really we want to understand that's totally wrong thinking. Because the whole thing is that God loves us. He's trying to help us. When he's giving us commands, they're for our good. They're for the good of others. And the thing is that when we do wrong and we don't obey his commands, we just think of loving our neighbor ourselves when we're selfish, self-focused, and we end up being cruel to others. That hurts other people. And that's not right. And we don't want to have that legacy to our lives where we inflict pain and suffering on our fellow man. That's not what we would desire to do. But as well, we miss out on a lot ourselves, that God has these good things for us, and we miss out by going our own way. I just want to share some different verses here that speak in terms of the law and the commandments, and how when we learn to follow the commandments of God, when we learn to obey them, we learn to appreciate why they're given, and we're blessed as a result. And that's, we understand this, that we already looked at finding happiness in faith, and we recognize faith and obedience are tied together, that it's because we believe God's word, we obey God's word. And also ties in with the fear of the Lord we looked at last time, that if we fear the Lord, we will obey him, we will depart from evil. So, we see first of all, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20, and of course this is Solomon speaking to his son Rehoboam, but in many ways we can recognize that it fits with God speaking to us. It says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, forsake not the law of thy mother, bind them continually upon thy heart, tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs or instruction are the way of life." And so we really want to understand that this world can be a very dark place. It can be hard to find our way in life. And really, God's commands are a light to us. He says in another place, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." That he shows us the way to go. And it's a way that we can guide our lives and to a place of blessing, a place of safety. And that's something to value. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse number 16 says, "He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die." And so it's the thing is that we obey God and we follow his commands for our own good. That when we do so, we save ourselves from a whole lot of sorrow and pain. And when we despise God's ways, where we see what he asks us to do and we choose to do the exact opposite, we're the ones that are going to suffer the most. And we want to realize that by keeping the commandments, we keep our own soul. We protect ourselves from a lot of harm, from a lot of pain in life. We see as well in Psalm chapter 19, verses 7-11, it says these different things. These all speak in terms of God's word and his commands. It says, beginning in verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." And so we think of that, of just how it speaks of how God's word, as we follow it, it converts our soul, it makes us wise, it rejoices our heart, it enlightens our eyes, it helps us to see. And we find that by them our servant is warned, that really we think of it, I know we talked about this in RU, that a lot of times we want to identify that there's things that are poison to us if we partake of them, and it's, that they're poison to us in a spiritual sense. And God calls those things sin. And too often we ignore the warning labels that he puts out, and we ingest them one way or another, and it destroys us from the inside out. And so he's trying to help us that I'm giving you warnings. Don't do these things because it's going to harm you. It's going to harm others. And staying in keeping of them, there's great reward that we know. When we serve the Lord, He honors us for our obedience, for our faithfulness. He values that. And so we realize that it is a good thing for us. We see as well in John chapter 14, verse 21, that he says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." That as we obey, we enter into close fellowship with the Lord. That he draws near to us as we draw near to him, and he manifests himself to us. We see as well Jesus' words in John 13:17, where he said, "If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." And that's the thing he's trying to say, that he's laying things out. We saw that, I think, well, I guess that was in another lesson, but he speaks of in this passage here, him talking to his disciples, that these things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you and your joy might be full. He wants us to experience fullness of joy. He wants us to experience happiness in life. And it comes as we know what he says and we do it, that we keep his commandments. We see as well James chapter 1. We see beginning verse 22, it says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." And so it's giving the picture of someone that gets up in the morning, looks in the mirror, and their hair is all messed up, and they got a bunch of stubble on their face, and maybe drooled and things, and they look kind of like a mess, right? And they look at the mirror, but then they just kind of shrug their shoulders and they go on their day looking like that, right? You think, well, why would someone do that? That doesn't make any sense. That's why you get to a mirror, you see what's going on, you fix it so that then you're kind of presentable. And that's what it should be when we look into God's Word. But if we're here and not a doer, then we're just like that person that gets in the mirror, sees everything, but then just ignores it. But the contrast here, verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of his work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." But that's the thing, that we really understand God's word. It lays things out to us. It shows us when we're wrong, and it shows us how to get right again and how to stay on the right path. And we want to heed what God's word says. We'll be blessed in our deed if we do so. As well, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. We have this statement made. It says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." That's the thought, that as we obey the commandments of the Lord, it brings purification to our souls. And it comes as we obey what he has for us to say, for us to do. And so we want to understand that, that's what comes as we obey him. We see as well Isaiah chapter 48, verses 18 and 19. Says, or beginning verse 17 actually, says, "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." And that's the thing, he's trying to teach us to live a life that is profitable, a life that is valuable, a life that counts, a life that makes a difference. And he's trying to lead us in the way we should go. that he says, okay, this is a path for you. This is a path of blessing, a path of fruitfulness. You think of Jesus, or you think in the Old Testament of the children of Israel being brought up from Egypt out of slavery, and he wants to bring them to the promised land. And he says, come on, we can do it. But of course, the children of Israel wouldn't believe him, wouldn't obey, wouldn't go in. And so instead they spent the rest of their, that one generation spent the rest of their lives wandering in the wilderness. And that's not what God wants us to do, right? He's trying to lead us, and we want to follow him. And so it says, verse 18, O that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. And you think of that. He's just saying with much regret, if you just hearkened, if you just kept my commandments, you would have had peace in your heart. You would be growing spiritually so that you get victory over sin in your life, and you have a righteousness that characterizes you. And so we really kind of think of that's what we can have if we obey. But if we refuse to, if we don't keep his commandments, we miss out. And so we think of this all that really that's, it's the principle of obedience. We see the value of that. We really kind of see that that was the path that Jesus followed in his life. We think how we read in Philippians chapter 2 of how he was in the form of God, but he took upon the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as man, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2. And we see that he was willing to be obedient without any limitations. And it says in the next verse, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given a name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. That we see, because he was willing to humble himself, because he was willing to obey the Father, even the point of death, that now he has been highly exalted. We think of that as well. Hebrews chapter 5, similar thought. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, it says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And so it's a thing that he suffered and he learned obedience. He followed he did his Father's will, and he completed his work. He was made perfect, and now he is the author of salvation to all that obey him. And so it's the thing is that we really want to understand is that God loves us. He wants to help us find happiness. He knows how it is. He wants to get us there. And so he's trying to lead us there. He's trying to teach us, okay, follow me, trust me, walk with me, and you're going to find happiness. And what happens with us so often is we won't trust him. We're stubborn. We're selfish. We want our own way. And we act miserable until we get our way. But then the thing is, if we do get our way, if we do get our want, what we want, we find that it wasn't worth having. And we're miserable. And it's the things that if we learn to trust him, if we learn to say okay, I'm going to stop fighting. I'm going to stop trying to be the boss. I'm going to say, Lord, okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to obey what you have me to say. I want to do what you have me to do. And then as we see where he takes us, it's like, wow, I experience his blessing in my life. I experience fellowship with him. I experience his purification. There's so many different things that he blesses me with. Following his commandments has guided me in life. It's kept me from a whole lot of pain. That this is a thing that if I obey the Lord, I'm going to find happiness. And it's always such a sad thing that we fight him so much, and we're really shooting ourselves in the foot when we do that. And so it's really, with his commands, we see what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, where he speaks to the children of Israel that are going into the land, and we can see what he says definitely can apply to us. He says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the Lord God, commands of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which ye have not known." And that's the thing, is that that's what God does for us. When he gives us a command in the Bible, he gives us principles by which we're to govern our life. He puts in front of us a blessing and a curse that come as a natural consequence of our obedience or disobedience. And so we want to learn to trust him, we want to learn to fear him, and we want to learn to obey him. And if we're able to do that, then we will find the happiness we seek in life. And so it's my prayer for you as you listening, as you are watching this, that I think all of us need to recognize that we want to wander our own way, when we do so, we miss out on so much. And so may we learn not to be stubborn, may we learn to submit to his guidance, in trust and in fear of him, and as we follow his will, we will find true happiness. All right, so that's Russian first evening.